All right, welcome back everyone for another deep dive. And today we're going to be tackling, you know, entrepreneurship. But more specifically this really cool excerpt from Lesson 7. Entrepreneurship can raise a generation of problem solvers.
Yes.
And I think this one is really interesting because it challenges like what entrepreneurship even is and who can be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm really excited to dive into this one.
I think it's a really interesting piece.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised by some of the things in here.
Yeah, for sure. So let's just jump right in.
Okay.
So, you know, the core message here seems to be that entrepreneurship is all about like solving problems.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And it goes beyond just, you know, starting a business.
Right.
It really kind of argues that this drive to solve problems, it's really at the heart of all innovation.
Mm.
Whether you're creating some new product or improving some existing service or just like finding a more efficient way to do something even within a company you're already at.
Right. So it's not just about being like a founder or a CEO.
Exactly.
You could be working at like some big corporation and still apply these like entrepreneurial principles.
For sure. And actually the source uses this really compelling example to illustrate this point.
Okay.
You remember how Zoom basically just kind of took over during the pandemic?
Oh, yeah. Definitely remember those days of like back-to-back Zoom meetings.
Yeah. And it pretty much overtook Skype almost overnight.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, what's the entrepreneurship lesson there? I mean, they were both just video conferencing platforms, right?
Right. But, you know, the source points out that Zoom really succeeded because they recognized kind of the shortcomings of the Skype platform.
Okay.
You know, Skype had become a little bit clunky.
Yeah.
And it wasn't always super reliable. And Zoom really saw that gap in the market and they just swooped right in with a much more user-friendly, streamlined platform.
So it's not just about having like a good idea. It's about understanding what problems people are actually facing and then providing a solution that's like genuinely better.
Right, exactly. And that's what's so powerful about this whole concept of entrepreneurship.
Mm.
It's about understanding like needs and then using creativity and ingenuity to actually meet those needs in new and innovative ways.
Yeah, so I'm already kind of sensing a theme here that you don't have to have like some fancy degree or a ton of money. It's about identifying a problem and then coming up with the solution.
Yeah, and the source actually specifically debunks some of those common myths about entrepreneurship.
Okay.
You know, the myth that you need a very specific skill set or education or even connections to be successful.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people assume that to be an entrepreneur, you have to be like a tech whiz or like go to business school or something.
Yeah, you don't have to.
But that's not the case.
Not at all.
Really?
The source really emphasizes that some of the most important qualities for entrepreneurial success are things like passion, hard work.
Okay. A willingness to learn and the courage to take risks.
Okay, but isn't some business knowledge still like important though?
Of course.
I mean, how could someone with like zero experience navigate things like funding or marketing?
You're right. Those are essential skills.
Yeah.
But you know what the source is saying is that you don't necessarily need to start out with all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually learn and acquire those skills as you go.
Okay.
What's more important is having that core drive to want to solve a problem and the tenacity to see it through. And actually, they give a great example in the source.
Oh, is this where they talk about the entrepreneur who started a successful business without having like any formal business training?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
They had this passion for a particular craft, saw a gap in the market and just went for it.
Wow.
And they learned the business side of things as they went, fueled by their passion and their commitment to their vision.
That's really inspiring.
It makes me think that maybe we're kind of limiting ourselves with these preconceived notions about who can be an entrepreneur.
I think that's a really great point.
Yeah.
It's more about your mindset and your willingness to kind of step outside your comfort zone than anything else.
Mm.
And remember, the source also talks about how you don't necessarily even have to start your own business to be entrepreneurial.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, you know, they talk about this idea of being an entrepreneur.
Okay.
It's like someone who brings that same entrepreneurial spirit, you know, and all that problem-solving energy to a job that they already have.
So you're saying, like, you could be entrepreneurial even if you're working at, like, a big company or organization?
Totally. You could be the person who, like, notices inefficiencies in a process and comes up with a more streamlined way to do it. Or maybe you're the person who sees an opportunity to create some new product or service that meets a need that no one else is meeting within your company.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. But how do you, like, actually cultivate those skills? Like, it's easy to just say, be more entrepreneurial.
Right.
But, like, where do you even begin?
Yeah. Well, the source actually offers some practical advice here.
Okay.
And they highlight this idea of observation. You know, entrepreneurs are constantly paying attention to everything that's going on around them, looking for those gaps, those areas where things could be done better or where people's needs aren't being met.
So it's about being more aware, like more attuned to what's happening around you.
Exactly. You know, just start paying attention to what frustrates you in your daily life.
Okay.
What processes at work seem inefficient? Because those frustrations, those inefficiencies, those could actually be like opportunities for innovation.
So instead of just like accepting the status quo,
right,
I should be like questioning things and be like, is there a better way to do this?
Yes. And don't be afraid to think outside the box. The source actually says that sometimes the most innovative solutions come from these like totally unexpected places. So you want to challenge those assumptions, explore different possibilities.
So creativity is key then.
Absolutely. The source really emphasizes how creativity is like essential for coming up with those like truly novel solutions. You know, it's about giving yourself permission to just brainstorm and experiment, play with different ideas without judgment.
You know, this reminds me of this time I was trying to organize this community event, and I was totally stuck on how to get the word out, you know, on a limited budget.
Okay.
And I had this, like, totally crazy idea to...
Let me guess.
Yeah.
It involved something totally unexpected, and it totally worked.
Yeah, you know me too well. It actually did work.
Awesome.
But the point is, I had to let go of... you know, my preconceived notions and just try something new.
Yeah.
And that's what this whole source is about.
That, right? Exactly. It's about embracing that willingness to take risks. Entrepreneurs, they get that like failure is often part of the process.
Okay.
So they're not afraid to try things, even if it means they might not succeed on the first try.
But isn't that scary, putting yourself out there like that?
It can be, but the source suggests we kind of reframe how we think about failure.
Yeah.
So instead of seeing failure as this like setback, we can look at it as an opportunity to learn, a chance to like tweak your approach and try again.
So it's about having that like resilience.
Yes.
That ability to like bounce back.
Yes.
And keep going when things get tough.
Exactly.
Do you think that's something you're like born with, or is that something you can develop?
Well, I believe that everyone has the potential for resilience, but it does take effort and it takes practice. It's about pushing past, you know, those limits that we all kind of set for ourselves and developing that can-do attitude, you know. Remind yourself that you are capable of more than you might think.
You know, it's interesting. We've been talking about all of this in like the context of entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
But it feels like these are all really valuable, just like life skills in general.
You're totally right. The source does a great job of highlighting how all of these core entrepreneurial qualities, you know, the problem solving and the creativity, the resilience, the willingness to learn, all of that can be applied to so many parts of our lives, not just if we're trying to like start a business or something.
It's almost like a blueprint for like navigating any challenge.
Right.
And creating positive change, like whatever your career path is or your goals are.
Yeah, I love that. I love that way of putting it, because that's really what this whole deep dive has been all about.
Yeah.
It's expanding how we think about entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's not just about starting businesses. It's about having that mindset of like, I want to solve problems.
Right.
I want to make things better.
Exactly. And the source actually leaves us with this really powerful challenge.
Oh, what's that? I'm intrigued.
It asks us to think about this. What problems do you see in your own life or in your community that you could maybe solve?
That's a really good question. To think about it really does like bring it all home, doesn't it?
It does. It's like a call to action, you know?
Yeah.
Like look around with these entrepreneurial eyes and start to see these everyday problems not as like obstacles, but as opportunities for positive change.
It makes you realize that maybe we're all surrounded by all these potential entrepreneurial projects, big and small.
Right.
We just haven't been looking at them the right way.
Exactly. Like maybe it's figuring out a more eco-friendly way to get to work, or coming up with a better system for organizing your chores at home. Or maybe it's something bigger in your community, like making sure that everyone has access to the resources that they need.
Yeah, I really love how this deep dive has totally shifted my perspective on entrepreneurship. I used to think it was this like exclusive club, you know, for like a certain type of person.
Yeah.
But now I see it as like a way of thinking, a way of approaching the world where you're always trying to solve problems.
And that's something that we can all develop.
Exactly.
this has been such a great conversation.
Yeah, me too.
This source really sparked some great insights.
Yeah, for sure. And for all our listeners out there, if you want to learn more about this, be sure to check out the full text of Lesson 7, Entrepreneurship Can Raise a Generation of Problem Solvers.
It's really, really fascinating.
And as you're reading it, we encourage you to keep that challenge in mind.
Yeah.
What problems are you really passionate about solving? You know,
yeah.
What positive impact could you make in the world?
Such a thought-provoking way to end this. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep those entrepreneurial minds buzzing.